Greetings, every soul. Today on Cosmic Love, my guest is Keith Blanchard, a spiritual teacher, speaker, intuitive, and a musician, composer, sound engineer, guitarist, singer, and healer with vibrational medicine. You're listening to some of Keith's music now, and today we'll be discussing Keith's music and writings such as his best-selling book, The Divine Principle, Anchoring Heaven on Earth. I'll be bringing on Keith in a minute or so, and in the meantime, tune into the music of this remarkable soul. I'd like to introduce Keith now. Keith, thank you for being on Cosmic Love today.
Thank you. Thank you greatly.
And before we talk about your book, Keith, would you give us a little background about yourself and your music career?
Oh, gosh. Age of 12, my dad puts an acoustic guitar in my hand. And I just went through the motions of mimicking what he did, playing religious songs and folk music, Cajun music, I guess. Been at the guitar and the bass for, you know, 30 plus years, and I played music professionally with very high caliber players from around the world. Some of these people play with bands like Jefferson Starship, and but it's what I do. It's everything I am about. I live, breathe, and eat music about five nights a week, and I've been doing it professionally for 20 some odd years.
So I guess you went from Cajun country to Memphis.
Yeah, and it seemed like I had to leave my hometown because there was nothing, there was not much being offered there in the way of a musical career. And so I moved to Memphis, Tennessee as running away from a bad relationship, but also running to opportunity. Moving to Memphis, Tennessee was the best decision I've ever made in my life. My life happened here. I have a 6-year-old son here. My spiritual path opened up for me here. So Memphis is good to me.
So your transformation from a musician to a writer of The Divine Principle, how did that happen?
Well, that bad relationship that I ran away from, she followed me up 3 or 4 months after I got here, and we stayed together for another 4 or so years. And one day she said, Keith, it's over. And it plunged me into the abyss, and I was having a dark night of the soul. And it threw me into a tailspin. I was alone. I was living a life of despair. I had excruciating heart pangs all the time. And a friend of mine, he was an acquaintance at the time, started mentioning some metaphysical things to me. And he said, Keith, I don't expect you to believe anything I'm telling you, but if you're willing to do anything for peace, apply these techniques to your life and expect miracles. And that day, that week, that month, that year, my life started to feed back within itself and became this explosion of miracles. Every time I would see something manifest, my excitement would shoot through the roof, my conviction would shoot through the roof, and because of that, the manifestations started occurring more frequently, and then my excitement, my convictions would elevate. And this started turning back within itself. And, you know, for a long time, I was paddling the boat upstream, and now I just stopped paddling, and I'm being, you know, pushed along with the universal flow.
So you went through a classic case of, I've heard this story of so many people that have, where their life was, went through this, as you might say, the dark night of the soul, but they go through the, you know, the you know, they have to almost go through the pits before they can, you know, really turn back to, and I had an experience like that when I was about 20, you know, where I had no place else to go except basically to my knees and just getting this fervent prayer or fervent, you know, desire to understand and know, you know, what the what's you know, what I'm really supposed to do, the meaning of life, you know, those classic questions. And I understand you went through that, you know, from reading about your book, The Divine Principle. And when was that published, by the way, The Divine Principle?
That was published in 2004. And we gave it a new face. We gave it a new cover. I met someone by the name of Renee Brown, who's with Enjoy Productions. She put together this marketing campaign, and we did this really big push two Novembers ago, and she got me to bestseller status.
Wow. And what was your purpose in writing it?
Again, I go back to the bad relationship. When this girl left my life, I find my found myself just hurting all the time. And it humbled me. All of my life, God was with me, meaning as a young boy, I pursued the altar boy path. At the age of 15, I went to a seminary school, and believe me,
really?
some people might find this funny, but I was seriously thinking of becoming a Catholic priest, and I was very, very passionate about that. And then
I did the altar boy thing, so I can relate to that.
And then the music thing opened up for me, and then I put God in the closet, and I continued living the music life. But God was always with me somehow in the back of my mind as a path. And, of course, because I've ignored it for such a long time, all the dark stuff started surfacing. And back to the relationship, as I was mentioning, I found myself in this place of just absolute pain. And I started saying this prayer out loud. I need to hear your voice, meaning God. And I said this prayer for about 3 weeks to a month. But I don't think it was the length of time that made what was to happen happen. I think it was the passion and the sincerity I had in my very first asking. One night after playing music, I went to bed, woke up in the morning because of a voice speaking to me. It said, "Good morning, Keith. It's time for you to wake up." And I look around my room, and there's no one in there, so I dismiss it as a dream voice. I lay back in the bed with the intention of going back to sleep, and the voice said, "Keith, I asked you to wake up. Good morning." And it was all inside of me. The voice threw me back on the bed and my eyes closed, and I found myself submerged, immersed, surrounded, just impregnated, I guess you can say, with this light energy, this divine energy. And people often ask me, "How do you know this is God you were talking to?" It's a very stupid question. Because how can you not know when you're in the presence of the absolute? It's unmistakable. There was no agenda. It didn't want anything from me. Everything it wanted, it gave me in an impression. I call it whole thought. And it took me to linearly move forward to understand. The voice said, "Keith, go on the sofa, press record on your tape player. Let your mouth move." And I intended the thought, the question, you know, what am I going to speak about? And it says, "Trust me, the thoughts will come." I sit on the sofa, press record, go into a light meditation, and my mouth started moving. Some people would call this channeling, but I really don't like that word because it's just too dirty. But out came volumes of the most far-out information I've ever heard. And the voice was very firm, and it said, "Keith, I want you to start logging your thoughts, your feelings, and your life experiences, and this will all begin to make sense to you." And over a course of 8 years, the divine principle took shape.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you had a classic case of what some people call cosmic consciousness. You know, as a matter of fact, I really believe that
Christopher, for me, Christopher, it's all about the humility. I did not have a humbling disposition throughout my life prior to that event. And Jennifer leaving me humbled me, and it made me available. And I always say this in my interviews. To me, humility equals divinity. Humility is divinity. And when I was put on my knees and I was humbled, there was made an available space inside for the divine to actually come in, because, you know, if your hand's full, you can't put anything in it.
Yeah.
And so I became empty.
Well, I really believe that we've all got our soul contracts, and of course, the primary contract we have with the soul is to get the ego out of the way so the soul can come through, and humility is really makes way for the grace, you know, in this case, I really believe you came in with a lot of music in your soul. There's no question in my mind that, you know, you're an advanced soul with music, lots of music in it, and that there's the prayer of desire, the intense prayer of desire for that connection is not seldom the prelude of the revelation. I mean, that's just the dynamic involved. And pure intention, you know, focuses intention for love's retention and evolutionary ascension into the fifth dimension.
And I love the word intention. To me, intention equals manifest, and you cannot separate the two. When you intend, it's already happening. It may not show up in your life experience at the moment because of the buffer of time. So for me, my two magic words are humility and intention. And you are always creating your life by default. So you might as well become aware of what's happening in the dynamic within, because once you begin to align yourself with the principles and with the laws of the universe, and make no mistake, they are very much in force, then a simple act of will is all you need to create your life.
Well, in a free will universe, intention is that act of will, or, you know, and if it's pure intention, encompasses humility. And that's what focuses attention on the soul's message. So I'm really amazed of how much you've translated the spirit that matters in form as well as music. You know, the book, your book, and your music. I think they're a great compliment. And that piece I began playing, you know, at the beginning of the show, it's an excerpt from about a 3-minute piece that you sent me, and it's got a really nice, just a really nice vibe to it. I mean, I really like that. And
well, thank you. The song is called Breathe.
It's called
Very important. Breathe.
Oh, Breathe. Yeah.
Breathe. Yes.
That Breathe. That's that one called Breathe.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of the words in there too that reference this connection with being of the soul, and knowing rather than believing, the concept of, and that's, you know, as a matter of fact, they put that up on the Cosmic Love webpage, you know, your a reference to your motto, or so to speak, and and that's the why choose to believe when you can know? And it goes
right.
I really like that, because I have this saying that I've used quite often. It's better to believe nothing and either know or not know. I can really relate to that. But the whole concept of the book, The Divine Principle and Anchoring, you know, Heaven on Earth, it's really, this as above, so below thing. You know, there, without the chalice of humility, you know, in a free will universe, there is a law whereby, you know, the higher can't come down to the lower unless the lower asks for it. And there is that pure intention that really, once you're really in the pits and you've been down so long, it looks like up from here, you know, you're calling to the higher energies or the higher power, you know, God, you know, the divine, and that's the pure intention that magnetizes, I really believe, divine intervention.
Yes, and everyone can do this, and it's not like, oh, wow, Keith Blanchard, look at him. He talked to God. Well, yeah, I mean, it was a fun and wonderful, enlightening, expanding experience. So what I suggest to the listening audience, you know, prayer is a wonderful thing, and we do it all the time, but can you find that place inside that is so powerful, so subtle, mind you? It's not a task. It's not a job. It's an intention that is so small and so pure, and it's small because it is pure, that comes from a place inside that you literally take that intention becomes a key, and it cracks open the gates of heaven, if you will, or the golden door. And, you know, some people, when they go to the door to knock on it, they knock pretty hard. It just takes a very light rap. It doesn't require a bang. And it's a very, very small intention. And so it's there for everyone.
It's like a trigger, too. And I think everyone's had those periods in their life, you know, where the window opens, so to speak, and they just have a knowing. And I think with the veil thinning into 2011, you know, this year in 2012, I really think there's a lot of people that are, a lot of gifts of the Holy Spirit, so to speak, are opening up. And just, you know, the synchronicities and the intuitions and just knowing. And I think a lot of people have had those experiences in their lives if they do a life review, you know, that was really a turning point. I know I had that kind of experience when I was age about 20, 21, and it changed my life. I mean, I just dropped out of school, went to the mystery schools out in California and started studying the mysteries of God. And actually my first show on Cosmic Love 4 years ago was about that experience, and I was a photojournalistic thing because I took pictures along the way. And I had some just really amazing experience, and it was kind of the amazing experiences where you know, there is an invisible hand of God. I mean, everything is in divine order, and there is a harmony with that order. And that's why I love this play, you know, with from the book The Divine Principle and your music. I mean, it's like there's the harmony and the order, there's the form and the frequency, you know. there's the best of both worlds, and I really love I've had quite a few musicians on the show who've done either movies or books or you know, that are accomplished in well, I call it accomplished in both the left brain and the right brain, you know. There's the linear logical left brain letter of the law, you know, writing, and then there's the right brain it corresponds to audio. A lot of people don't realize that, but the right brain corresponds to audio, and the left brain is visual.
Yes.
And, of course, the idea is to have a whole brain, you know, have a balanced brain. You're the best of both worlds. But so I'm really intrigued with your work, and I thought... I'm going to do a little station break. We're talking with Keith Blanchard, music and author of The Divine Principle. And I've got another music clip by Keith that I'd like to play now.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm going to bring that up, Keith. This is the one. This is kind of a little more, I like the intensity of this energy. It's called Choice. The choice. Well, I like the intensity of that because so many choices, you know, you have to bring a little energy to it.
And the name of the band is called Lavender Soul. You can visit us at lavendersoul.com. The band is made up of players from the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. It's a phenomenal project. I mean, these people can play, and it's always a joy to be around them. They're spiritually aligned. these people are classically trained, and they're actually part of the musical project. And so we're putting the music and the book together. The long-term vision for the Divine Principle and Lavender Soul is to turn this into some sort of theater.
Uh-huh.
And the band itself would be the actors, and it's going to go through the story of the human drama. The singer would be the guy going through the issues, and he finds himself on his knees, and he would affirm out loud that, you know, I need you. And the lady who does the singing in the background, a phenomenal, phenomenal human being, she would play the part of the divine goddess, dressed in the white robe and white gown and all this stuff. But the long-term vision is to turn this into a play.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see even a YouTube video of it. Or, you know.
Oh, thank you.
And that could be the leader for the play, or the trailer for the play. Yeah. I love the idea of bringing in, you know, again, frequency and form to crystallize or catalyze, you know, the spirit that matters, you know, for overcoming, you know, the dense octave of incarnation that you know, we go through. And there is energy in that that clip that just really kind of personifies, you know, this whole process that you know. And, you know, the catharsis of the soul, you know, with transcending or transforming the ego. And I mean, this is the great human drama. I mean, you know, look what's going on globally right now.
Absolutely. And something you said before break, I wanted to add something to that. You're talking about the veil thinning in 2011.
Right.
And I say this to the listening audience, I'm really asking you to hear me. In 2011, now, actually, and it's going to exponentiate, whatever stuff, whatever baggage, whatever issues, whatever troubles you have in your life, and again, I mean this adamantly, hear me, if you do not begin to clear your problems, there will come a day when you will not be able to balance them if you procrastinate, because they're going to start mirroring to you yourself. And there could, like I said, there can come a day when your issues can be so big that you will not be able to balance it. And very likely you will find a reason to check yourself off of this planet, only to repeat the lesson all over again. And whatever existence that you will find yourself
in. That's a really good point, and if I can paraphrase it, it's my understanding of that is that there's a lot of people with veil thinning. People are waking up, but some people who haven't transmuted their stuff are waking up to contempt, and other people, as they clear their stuff, they're waking up to self-elevation as salvation, you might say. This is my understanding, is that that the stuff gets in the way as you're waking up. It just becomes, without clearing, when I say people, you know, our stuff, our misqualified energies that revolve and continue to revolve, emotional pain triggers and recreate, you know, the drama, you might say, pleasure, pain, loss, gain, fame and shame, which are really all the same once you clear the record. this is I think, you know, what's really going on. It's not only happening individually, it's happening in the collective unconscious of humanity right now.
Yes.
That there's this stuff.
And that being said, now you have a collective issue.
Right.
With that in mind, it's going to exponentiate. And the more people that are having difficulty clearing their issues, if you are plugged into that system, it's what's going to exponentiate your problems.
And it's going to
spin faster, and the energy is going to spin faster, and the energy is going to spin faster. And next thing you know, there's likely going to be no help that you can get, because you can't help yourself. I mean, you can go to counseling, but that's all external. The work has to be done internally. And if you're not a magician able to wield your magic or your energy, wow, what a bad day it's going to be for you. So
hear me again. Yeah. There's this process that, I mean, individually and collectively, we're all dealing with, and I really believe as this veil, so to speak, and again, the Mayan calendar experts refer to what's going on with galactic alignment of our solar system as it crosses the galactic plane in this 25,800-year cycle in this year, and you know, through October. That energetically, what's happening, there's an aligning process that's going on with the energies, basically, of our whole galaxy and hundreds of millions of solar systems in our galaxy. As our solar system crosses up and aligns with that, there's a resonance in it with an intelligence through the great central sun of our galaxy. Energetically, this aligning process, everything that's out of alignment is and this is like resonating on a soul level for people that have had hundreds or thousands of embodiments. They've got, you know, records that if they're not clear, I mean, they're on the surface right now. And I think that everyone is kind of, you might say, a channel for their own soul, for their own soul presence. And to the extent that they're not a channel of that, their soul and a collective soul, and it's being referred to in the Mayan calendar as unity conscience or universal co-creation with the heart of the Creator, the heart of creation, or the great central sun and the light of our galaxy as it streams forth and through our, not only our solar systems, but our DNA and our cells and our consciousness, and that this is hitting critical mass right now. And what's happening is that all this stuff in civilization, as well as oneself, you can just see it with the economy, healthcare, you know, and all the really core issues of self governance. You know, look how dysfunctional self government is in Washington D.C. right now. So it's like we're really, you know, it's like in our face, and there's, you know, and of course the solution to it is the same solution for every soul, and it's that process that I call getting centered and connected, like the eye of a hurricane. You know, the harmonious calm at the center of the hurricane. It's like, you know, if you get off center, that sense of calm and order and harmony, then you get caught up in the swirl of the hurricane.
You only have very little wiggle room because the eye, where the calm is very small.
Right. I call it the all-seeing eye of God or love divine. And I sometimes use a metaphor of a still mountain lake. You know, everything is still. And when your mind is like a still mountain lake and you still the mind, it will reflect the heavens, and you can also see through the surface of the water into the subterranean, you know, stuff and the subconscious, and you can take those records and you can clear the records when you still the mind. Or, you know, of course, that's the whole purpose of meditation or mediation or, you know, centering and connecting in a way that your subconscious and your superconscious are connected with your conscience. And I think that's what this unity conscience thing is all about. You know, the Mayan count, when they refer to this aligning process with the, you know, that's going on, the energies of our universe and all these cycles that are converging, I mean, they explain it holographically or synchronistically, like all these other nine cycles going back billions of years are all converging, you know, harmonically or energetically, and that there's a holographic correspondence to all former cycles that are, the Mayan calendar is very sophisticated in this understanding of natural cosmic cycles with our solar system, with our universe, galaxy, you know, with the moon, sun, and all these natural cycles and how they correspond to a synchronicity that's going on right now. There's an aligning process, and within the alignment process is the veil thins. Everything that's out of alignment or, you know, out of balance, gets thrown off into the whirlwind, a lot of people are reaping the whirlwind, and that's what I meant by a lot of people are waking up, but they're waking up to contempt, and really it's their own contempt for their sense of disconnect or dissonance or sense of separation and suffering. You know, it's their contempt that they created. You know,
they're reaping the consequences of their choice.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Or
the lack of choice, and of course, the alternative to that is, you know, waking up to eternal salvation as self elevation, you know, beyond the records that we keep running over and over and over until we learn from them. So I think there's a great reckoning or a great that's going on right now individually and collectively, and it's difficult to be, you know, centered and connected and in harmony, you know, with the order of the universe, so to speak, when the economy and everything else is, you know, going to hell in a handbasket, you know. So So I like to be reminded with people like yourself, you know, with your book and your music, that hey, you know, it's, everything's in divine order, and you know, you keep faith, and it's true. There is a sense of a fearless faith, you know, that is centered and connected. And of course, the opposite of that is the faithless fear. That's just, I mean, fear is like going to the dark side of the force, and anger, and all resentment, and all these other misqualified energies that, you know, we've all had, you know, bouts of those, you know. But how to get centered and connected again, you know, is really, really amazing. So, again, those who are maybe just tuned in, we're talking with Keith Blanchard, and he's a musician and author of The Divine Principle. And, Keith, I'm going to play, there's a short one here called See the Light. I'm going to play another excerpt here. Behind that one, See the Light.
It was just an inspiration. Bernard, actually, I was not a part of that song when it was recorded. I was the second founder of Lavender Soul. This was a part of the project that Bernard, the singer, had before I came in. But knowing Bernard, it was just he sat down to write some music, and the inspiration came through, and they put
that's
together.
That's you singing on that, or?
No, it's a friend of mine named Bernard Desec.
Oh, Bernard Singh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is your group called Lavender Soul.
That's right.
And what's going on with Lavender Soul these days?
Well, we've taken a little break, meaning since the last album, which was the first two songs you heard, which came from the album called Beautiful World. We're just taking a break. I have a movie that's coming out in about 2 or 3 months called Do What You Love, A Path to Passionate Living. Blue Cast Productions in New York got a hold of my book. They said we're looking to do a documentary film on someone who lives their passion.
Wow.
You're the guy. And so they came down and to Memphis. We filmed for 2 weeks. And so the movie is basically I'm going around Memphis with a microphone and talking to people, asking them if they're living their passion. The movie does involve the principles from the book, The Divine Principle. But, you know, we're just waiting for the release of this movie so we can have this big package to present to the public. And we're going to do a campaign and just move through that window.
Fantastic. Well, that's pretty exciting.
Very
by
exciting.
The way, anyone listening, there's two links on at the top and the bottom of the Cosmic Love webpage where I introduce Keith and his book and his work. And those links, you can click on those and go and read about his music and the different books he's written. And there's some good YouTube videos there, interviews with Keith, get more insight on this. So, Keith, I'm really stoked, you know. I mean, I can see you're on a roll with this. You have been living your passion. Where do you see all this going?
Well, it's amazing you asked that because, you know, I was going to say a little earlier when you're talking about the negative things and how they exponentiate and they're happening now and they'll get bigger. You know, I'm a peaceful guy. I've done a lot of self-work. But when I have an issue that I'm confronted with, it takes me back. But I'm fortunate in the sense that I have a plethora of knowledge that I can use to balance these energies out. Well, the same for me with the question you asked just now is how this is going to unfold. I can actually feel it. I did a radio interview last night, and with your interview, in the last couple of weeks, I can feel it in my energy field that there's going to be a very big window opening for my life very, very soon. Heads are turning, people are responding, and it's what I love to do. I love empowering people, and there is a new passion in my life. It's to open your hand and put something in it so that you can better your life. I love seeing people happy. I love seeing people happy because of something I've done, be it a touch, a look, a word, or a gesture. It's very, very valuable to me. It shows me my path. It shows me the humility. I'm all about opening myself up for divinity. It's what I want. It's what I choose.
Well, I think there's a pure intention with a lot of souls that are have either windows opening or the opportunity to open them. You know, with what's going on right now, there is a lot of challenges, and a lot of opportunity. And I think this window that's opening for a lot of people is an energetic window, and I think a lot of people are having, like I said, gifts of the Holy Spirit, and are just kind of tuning into what this soul thing, you know, this soul connection really means. And I mean, when I say unity conscience, you know, that term is, I've tuned into what the Mayan calendar is about. There's a unity conscience that each individual has with their soul, you know. There's a collective unity conscience which all souls share, and as the veil thins, I think that connection between all souls, there is a you know, some people refer to it as the I am or the I am presence, and that each individual's I am presence is the same I am presence of other individuals' I am presence, and in other words, there's as the veil thins, I think there is the window's opening for, and this is the opportunity, you know, with all the challenges. And sometimes it takes huge challenges, you know, whether it be, you know, personal economic things or planetary pole shift. I mean, you know, we could be looking, you know, who's to say what really is, you know, the test that's best for all humanity at this time. I mean, God knows, you know, nature has its agenda, and Mother Earth, you know, maybe on the, you know, in the process of rebirth here, you know. And so, you know, it's like very humbling to think that, you know, we all might be stepping through a big window before long.
Yes, and the more this plays itself out, we can choose to become conscious and humble ourselves and choose the divine path.
Yeah.
Or there will come a time in your life when you will be put on your knees, and you will choose the higher path then. But it doesn't take that as it did for me. You know, we talk about, Scripture talks about heaven on earth. My book is titled The Divine Principle Anchoring Heaven on Earth. Well, what is heaven on earth? What does that look like? For me, the future, the collective vision of heaven on earth is everyone becoming so divinely conscious that there is no separation. As we move into that window, we're going to see just how connected consciously we are to unity conscious. And if you choose not to, you will see just how much you are not connected to unity conscious.
Yeah. And I think
your life is going to mirror itself.
And I think that plays out in relationships, I mean, more than anything else, personal relationships.
Sure.
I mean, there's this thing with the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and there's the human feminine and the human masculine, and the relationship thing is really it's like in everyone's face, and of course, relationships on a larger scale. You know, you have what's going on, you know, with communities and what's going on with states and nations right now. And it's all moving towards, I mean, we live in a world where there is no time or space anymore, with the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet. I mean, the time and space, I mean, have been eliminated. And it's like the mysteries of God, as far as, you know, anything you want to know is at your fingertips, you know, and if we know better, we should be doing better. You know?
Right. And it seems like 24 hours is not 24 hours anymore.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
It, the time is depleting. And you talked about, you know, relationships. If you want to see how spiritually enlightened you are, look at your partner.
Yeah.
The partner that you have chosen. And you're not any higher than that. And not that they're lower than you, but that is where you have plateaued by your partner, because you choosing your partner is a reflection of yourself.
And
so if you're having difficulty in relationship, the word relationship is the key word here. You are having difficulty in relationship. If you cannot relate with one person, you cannot relate with the cosmos, believe me.
Yeah, Yeah, I know. And I, you know, coming down from the mountaintop of a mystical connection with a relationship with God was very difficult for me. and it was like, you know, building a relationship upon relationship, and four children and three partners later, I believe that we do get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, in the eternal scheme of things.
Everything you do, just by you being here, you're asking.
Yeah.
Everything you do is an intention. You may not be conscious of what you're intending, but you are intending. And that's how patterns of sameness evolve, by unaware intentions.
Yeah.
So, conscious or not, you get everything you ask for. Everything. God is likened to a wishing tree. And because
of
unconditional love, when you ask, you get.
Yeah. And of course, some of that plays out in the short term, some of it plays out in the long term. But, I mean, what a blessing and a gift, you know, to be an embodiment, you know, this time. And you think of our lives and what we've seen in the world, how much the rate of change, how things have changed and accelerated, and what a drama, you know. I mean, it goes back to, you know, I mean, there's no accident of the body we were born into, the body we got, the family, the communities that we were born into, and the experiences that, you know, how that shaped our souls and, you know, our relationship with our souls. And, of course, you know, the whatever soul contract each individual has, you know, each to their own, you know, testings and initiations. And there is a divine order in all this. I mean, it's hard for us, you know, to pin it down sometimes and, you know, to get the cosmic, you know, finger saying, you know, exactly what's going on. But at the same time, you know, this is an amazing time to be alive.
Yes, and it's very amazing, and we should not take this opportunity for granted. There are souls waiting in queue for human birth, and we chosen to come here at the most amazing time to witness and see all this happen.
By the way, I was going to ask you, we've got a few minutes left. I saw one reference that you're into vibrational medicine as far as radionics go. Do you work with radionics equipment, or are you just talking about the principle of radionics?
I work with radionics equipment. I went to India in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. I started following the path of Sathya Sai Baba, and he started coming to me in dreams. And believe me, I'm as conscious then as I am talking to you now. And he came to me in a dream and said, Keith, come to India. And I go into the human thought process. How will I go? When will I get there? Dog it. I don't know if I can make this happen. And in the dream experience, Sai Baba says, Keith, don't worry about this. So I wake up excited, exhilarated. Wow, I'm going to India. A week later, I get a phone call from someone I never met. Hi, Keith. My name is Debbie. We have a mutual friend. I heard you wanted to go to India. Is this true? I said, this is true. She goes, well, I'm a flight attendant, and I got some companion passes for the year that are about to expire. And I'd hate that, knowing that you want to go to India. So I get a round-trip first-class ticket to India to go see Sathya Sai Baba. And while I was there, I came across a couple of people that were going to a meeting to learn the art of radionics. And there I learned the program. And I've seen the most amazing results. Amazing results.
Well, I know different people that have worked with that. I'm fascinated with it. Also, I mean, I know that we live in an energy universe, a quantum universe. It's all energy, and that the cause behind the cause of a lot of physical stuff is just energetic imbalances, and I know that radionics works with that. So I'm going to do a wrap here shortly. I wanted to wrap it up as far as the show. But, Keith, I wanted to really thank you for being on the show today. I'm sure there will be people that listen to these archives in the future, your music, and tune into your work. And I am grateful for you being on the show. And I'd love to do this again once you get your play and your some YouTube videos, some trailers or something. Let's have you on again.
I would love that. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
So we're going to do a kind of final a meditation I sometimes do for the show. And thanks again, Keith, for being on the show. I want to thank everyone for listening, and be back in a couple weeks. Happy trails. We'll see you then. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Keith. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.